So in terms of mediation, when cases are referred to the ADR unit, mediation is free. It's typically a half day. Again, it's completely screened off from the enforcement and OGC's, or Office of General Counsel, field operations. But how do you all handle mediating at the EEOC?
I love mediation. I know not all plaintiffs' lawyers like mediation. Sometimes when they find a case they really want to jump on, they don't want to settle it. They just want to work it and get on. But I like mediation in all forms. Now, the EEOC mediation is not the most sophisticated mediation. It's not... They're not going to bring you into a nice office and feed you and take care of you all day long. It's going to be a very simple process, but they do have mediators that are trained and that are separate from the investigative unit. It is a chance for you to identify the issues and have an initial discussion with the employer. I have resolved cases at that stage. Not just small cases. I've resolved many cases of substantial size, because if you have a good case and you can come in there and have that initial discussion with the employer. I'm, again, a very practical person. I often have clients who can't go the 2 years of litigation and spend the money and spend the time. They need that resolution now while they're getting themselves into their next position. So the EEOC mediation is a good start. And I've never found that I went to a mediation where I didn't come away with some new knowledge, even if I didn't settle it. So I recommend going through this process. So you're going to have to advise your client when they arrive to file their charge. They're going to be asked if they want to mediate, and they need to say yes and then wait to see if the employer agrees.
So I'm with you. Like, I've never been to a mediation where I didn't learn something either. So I have some clients on the employer side who routinely say no. But I think most of the time they do say yes. And there are some pros and cons to mediating with the EEOC. You know, the pros are it's free. You can putting together your position statement. It gives you some additional time to investigate and figure out what happened, which is helpful. And you have an opportunity to, you know, as their lawyer, you have an opportunity to meet the claimant or the charging party usually, and, you know, get a sense of what they would be like as a witness, which is typically helpful. And so those are all good things. The cons are that the mediator, I feel like I've had several mediators at the EEOC who have not exactly been very helpful, and they've been more on the bias side. And I've had some people who've said, you know, you get what you pay for, and I get it, right? But I've also had some really experienced mediators who have done, you know, a very serviceable job, and it's been perfectly fine. I also had someone where we were his first mediation, and it was a terrible experience. So, you know, where I basically was teaching him how to mediate the case, right? I mean, it was fine. But a couple things to think about if you know, especially as the employer, if you're doing the EEOC mediation, the EEOC has their form agreement that they'll have you sign. And that, you know, essentially dismisses the charge, and the supervisor will sign off on that. And they always look to me because they are expecting me to bring my supplemental settlement agreement. And you really want to make sure, you know, these days I actually come to every mediation I do with a prepared settlement agreement, because I just like to have the parties sign off before we ever leave. There's something about everybody is in an agreeing mood, and we just get the wording done, and you just sign and you leave that day. So it's always good, especially if the charging party does not have a lawyer, that you get them to sign off that day, because maybe you never get a hold of them again if they, you know, you don't have a way of contacting them. So if you need a full release of claims, you want some kind of a non-disparagement provision, You know, the EEOC mediator can explain that to the charging party and explain, you know, whether these things are routine and things like that, and you can get it signed off there. So bring it with you. The mediators are fine with that. They expect it these days. And, you know, have your laptop there. you know, they don't provide you with snacks and drinks or lunch, but they will tell you, like, the cheapest place to go around the corner, and they do generally have Wi-Fi, and you can email them your document, and they'll print it for you. So that's all very nice.
And the one thing to remember is you have control when you're in the mediation process of resolving the case. Once it gets to the investigative process, even if the parties want to settle, sometimes, not often, but sometimes the EEOC won't let you settle because they're representing the public. And if they really think there's been an issue, sometimes they'll do an investigation before they'll let you resolve it. And so once you leave that mediation process and get into the investigative process, you could be hampered in being able to settle the case.
And I will also say it's interesting because I know the ADR unit is supposed to be completely separate from the others, but, you know, our mediator was out sick when we arrived, and so we had someone from the OGC who became the mediator. And so that was unusual, but I'll tell you what, we got it settled that day, believe it or not. So I've had you know, pretty good success if people are willing to listen and get things resolved. It's been interesting.